seen from Indiana?
I mean, they're a good defense. They have a new scheme and new coaches, so that's a whole new preparation for us. But they play really hard, and they have good players. It's another Big Ten defense, and we know it'll be a challenge on Saturday.
Do you have to spend more time because it is a new regime there?
Yeah, you definitely do. And I know guys on the defense definitely have to do, and we do as well. You get used to maybe an old coaching staff, not used to it, but you know their style of play and their defense. And this is something where, before the season, you have to watch different teams' films, and now we have some games to watch on them, and it definitely is a little more on the preparation.
How much more confident is this team this week, you know, coming off the big win as opposed to last week after Penn State?
Yeah, I think we just want to keep building off this energy. I think we know that when we execute, we can score, and that's something we need to continue to do there. We haven't done it consistently for a full game yet, and we're really looking forward to putting one of those in the bag.
Indiana ranks last in the conference in rushing defense. Is this going to be a point of emphasis to really try and balance out the offense this week and get the ground game going?
Well, yeah, I think we were able to do that on Saturday, and obviously everybody's job gets a little easier when you can run the ball. It makes us a lot more dynamic on offense, and makes it harder on the defense having to deal with both things. So that's something we definitely would like to do.
How would you say Marvin's made you a better quarterback?
Well, he's bailed me out on a lot of occasions, and he definitely helps me. I know when I first played those two games, just keeping me grounded and keeping my composure down. I mean, he has all the confidence in the world in me, and I think he's had that for a while, and that's definitely helped me, knowing that he thinks that way of me.
How much does him having been a former quarterback, like when he first got here, how much did that maybe play into the things that you were just mentioning there as far as helping?
Yeah, I think he understands what it's like being back there, and he knows the defenses, he knows what's going on, and knows the reads and the checks, so it just makes everything a lot smoother with him being out there, knowing all that stuff.
What has he done as far as, like, how would you say he's gotten better from, like, the first time in practice that you ever threw a football to him to now?
Well, I think every day since that day, you can see he gets smoother and smoother and smoother at receiver. Obviously, he's a great athlete. He's good at everything he does. But when you play a completely new position, you don't know all the ins and outs of it, all the ins and outs of route running, of getting off jams, of certain routes. And you could just see that every year he got so much smoother and more comfortable playing receiver. And I think that's shown this year.
Just what does it say when you see that his name is up there with guys like Tim Dwight, Dave, I'm sure you've heard those names plenty of times going on.
Yeah, no, he's right there with him, and he deserves it. He's been a great weapon for us for a couple of years now, and that hasn't changed this year.
Have you ever beat him in one-on-one?
I've never played him in one-on-one. I beat him in bowling once.
Yeah. How do you take to that?
Oh, well, I think he had a really off game, and I had a really lucky game.